You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Eight people hurt, two of them in burn units, one in critical condition following an attack in Boulder, Colorado. Officials say a 45-year-old man named Mohammed Sabri Solomon shouted "Free Palestine" as police say he threw a makeshift flamethrower at a crowd of people calling for the release of the remaining Israeli hostages. A major attack by Ukraine far into Russian territory.
The operation had been planned for more than a year and a half. Drones were concealed inside makeshift mobile houses with retractable roofs, which were then placed on trucks. The source said those roofs opened remotely and the drones flown out to strike. Russian officials are also investigating two train derailments they say happened after two bridges were blown up in separate Russian regions, this near the border with Ukraine.
ABC's Marcus Moore. Parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas could be in for some hazy days as smoke from more than 100 Canadian wildfires moves south. People are being told to keep their windows closed. This is ABC News. New warnings about some of the president's newest tariffs and what they could do to your grocery bill after President Trump announced steel and aluminum tariffs would be jumping to 50%. Experts say that could mean higher food prices, with many companies forced to pay more for their packaging. The president continuing to push for his big budget bill, Speaker Johnson urging his Senate colleagues to get on board. The new Karate Kid movie didn't exactly kick itself to the top of the movie earnings this weekend.
You study karate or something?
Kung Fu. Used to.
The big new release in theaters this weekend, Karate Kid Legends, didn't have quite enough punch to make it to the top of the box office. That sequel, starring Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan, was bested by Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, both in their second weekend of release. Even still, The Karate Kid took home about $21 million, a couple million short of expectations. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
And I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family, starting tomorrow, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The union representing striking nurses at a Madison hospital has reached a tentative agreement with management. Officials with Meritor Unity Point Health announced the pending agreement in a statement Saturday. SEIU said wage increases and what it termed historic contract language were achieved through the strike. Two Wisconsin counties and two cities are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Dane County and Shawnee County are also on that list. Members of the LGBTQ community joined Governor Tony Evers and state and local officials Friday to raise the Progress Pride flag over the Capitol in Madison, a decade after the first Pride flag raising. June is recognized as Pride Month in Wisconsin and throughout the U.S. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We will have a little more of that smoky haze in the air today, otherwise partly cloudy, warm, and breezy. We'll get to the upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to an inch or more. High tomorrow in the low 70s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. People are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said,
God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Finally gave in to his friend's girlfriend when she said there's someone you should meet. At a crowded restaurant way across town, he waited impatiently. When she walked in, their eyes met, and they both stared. Right there and then, everyone else disappeared. But one boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. To put it mildly, it was love at first sight. He smiled, she smiled, they knew right away. This was the day they'd waited for all their lives. For a moment the whole world revolved around one boy and one girl. In no time at all they were standing there in the front of a little church. Among their friends and family, repeating those sacred words. Preacher said, son, kiss your bride, and he raised her veil. Like the night they met, time just stood still. For one boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. To put it mildly, it was love at first sight. He smiled, she smiled, and they knew right away. This was the day they'd waited for all their lives. For a moment, one girl. He was holding her hand when the doctor looked up and grinned. Congratulations, twins. One boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. He smiled, she smiled, and they knew right away. This was the day they'd waited for all their lives. And for a moment the whole world revolved around one boy and one girl.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone. That I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, living and living well here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 60s this morning, 90s today, and showers and storms on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, what's the soy triad? We're going to find out with Todd Gleason in our newsmaker segment that coming up this hour. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, senior dairy analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, U.S. dairy prices remain strong as exports of cheese and butter are keeping stocks manageable. The unknown is demand ahead and the Trump on-again, off-again tariffs. What is Rabobank's view on all this?
Last week, we had a lot of information to piece together, both on that supply and demand side, as you mentioned, Lee. 2 weeks ago, right before the holiday weekend, we got that cold storage report that showed us that cheese and butter stocks are still at quite manageable levels. Cheese stocks have been below prior year levels for several months now, and butter showing a smaller than anticipated increase in April, largely, I think, due to both really strong exports in recent months and that late Easter. We did see a bullish price response in cheese and butter last week in response to that cold storage report. But at Rabo Research, we would caution that there is some cloudiness on the horizon as the tariff and trade policy continues to evolve. The good news, of course, so far, we've seen limited escalation with Mexico. Product continues to flow freely there. The U.S. has some of the cheapest butter in the world, which is positive for those exports. And we've seen a reprieve in the relationship with China. But anything is possible on the horizon. The U.S.-China tariff freeze, I should say, is only for 90 days, so we could see further escalation there. I think at the end of the day, lots of volatility continued to be expected on the trade and tariff front, which could cloud exports moving forward.
What do you see as the biggest concern in worst-case scenario, best-case scenario?
I think worst-case continues to be any escalation with trade with Mexico, but I think it is in the best interest of both countries to make sure that we do not see that escalate due to the food that flows both ways across that U.S.-Mexican border. I think any further escalation with China, there's a lot of downside there for our whey protein, permeate, and lactose exports.
And what do you see ahead in milk prices? How high will the Class 3 price get to?
I think, again, we saw some bullishness last week, very welcome for dairy farmers, especially who are still probably profitable due to lower feed costs this year. I don't see a significantly much more upside in cheese and that Class 3 market due to higher cheese supplies expected in the coming weeks, but thankfully cheese exports have remained strong at least through the first quarter of this year, which has been supportive to those prices.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, senior dairy analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our grandson Jackson used to always ask, "Grandpa, what can we do that is fun?" That is a wonderful thing because having fun is a foundational thing for childhood learning. Our lives tend to get busier as we get older, but having fun is just as important for adults.
So, what is fun? That is a hard question to answer because every person may have a different idea of what is fun. The great part about that is that there is virtually no limit to the options.
Consider making a list of what some fun things might look like to you. Ask your spouse to also make a list of fun ideas. And why not include the rest of the family in this fun-filled task?
Is it okay to have fun at work? People are attracted to fun and are eager to work with people and businesses who know how to incorporate having fun in appropriate ways. Life is short. Being intentional about adding some fun can bring miracles to your life.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. Join us tomorrow on our PDP Producer Tuesday with Ben Buckner, dairy and grain analyst with Ag Resource, on our Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Lone Star and Amazed here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 66 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June milk up 9 to 1926, July up 19 to 1973, August down 2 to 1950, September steady at 1943. Cheese markets were steady Friday. Barrels at 187, 40-pound blocks at 194 and three-quarters. No trades on the day. Cash butter up 2 to 247 and a half, 16 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 128 and three-quarters, 7 trades. Dry whey down a quarter to 57 and a quarter, 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets and hogs are both called higher today. Now, cattle futures did lose some ground last week. The future price is lower than the previous week's close, but it's not as bad as it seems. As the beginning of last week had a bit of volatility from the false rumor of the new world screwworm in the U.S. However, it did show the possibility of what could take place if there was a negative unforeseen event. Now, live cattle did increase, though, on the week on the cash side. That helped to support the markets. Hogs, meanwhile, had a strong day on Friday. Traders focusing on the strength of cutouts for the week. That should continue today in the hog market. June live cattle opens the day at 215.47, August 209.35, October 207.40. August feeder cattle open at 298.82, September 297.70. October at 295.70. June hogs open at 101.32, July 104.92, August at 105.02. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans are lower due to the concerns over the souring trade talks between the U.S. and China that could lead to new tariffs or at least another salvo in the trade war. Wheat markets, so they're moving mostly higher this morning. July corn up 2.5 to 446.5. September and new crop both up a half. September at 423 and three quarters. December at 439. July beans down 4 to 1037 and three quarters. August down 4 and three quarters to 1032. September and new crop down 5. September at 1013. New crop 1021 and three quarters. July soybean meal down 250 to 293.80. July soybean oil up 12 cents to 47.01. Chicago wheat, July up 5 and 3 quarters to 539 and 3 quarters. September up 6 to 554 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat to July up 5.5 to 631. September up 5 to 642 and a quarter. Energy markets this morning are sharply higher. July crude oil up 250 to 63.29. August up 233 to 62.12. Meanwhile, July gas up 6 to 207. August gas also now up 6 at 204. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground. And Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Local markets from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 397, July 399, new crop 379. Cash beans 962, July 967, new crop 937. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash in July corn 406, August 403 and a quarter, new crop 388 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 416, August 408, new crop 389.
Synergy Co-op Elk Mound to cash corn $3.94, new crop $3.88, cash beans $9.71, new crop $9.51. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 4 even, new crop 388, cash beans 957, new crop 942. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 418, July 419, new crop 399, cash beans 1005, July 1007, new crop 968. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 392, new crop 384, cash beans 972, new crop 954. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 211 to 233, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 207, market cows 115 to 145, bulls 149 to 205, calves 500 to 1450, beef steers 270 to 430, Holstein steers 231 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 260 and down, light lambs 257 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 110 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her.
She's got her guy.
Shaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. For you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop
Papa Top again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. This morning, Todd Gleason explores the soybean trade triangle and how President Trump's trade war might impact the flow of the oilseed from the United States, Brazil, and other countries to the world's largest importer of what has been called the miracle crop.
If you look back to 2017, before the first round of the trade war, Brazil emerged with more exports. Brazil has increased its soybean exports by 45% from 2.5 billion bushels to 3.6 billion bushels. Meanwhile, the United States has kept its soybean exports at about 2 billion bushels. In other words, much of the growth in global soybean demand in recent years has been supplied by the South American nation. University of Illinois' Joanna Colucci has taken a look at round two of this trade war in a new 5-minute Farm Doc video that you may find on YouTube. She says this time, it's bigger.
American soybeans now face double the tariffs in the Chinese market compared to the levels during Trump's first term. And this time, other major trading partners like the European Union are also affected. In fact, all of the top 10 markets for U.S. soybeans have been hit with tariffs. This is no longer just a trade war between China and U.S. It has escalated into a global trade war.
According to the American Soybean Association, U.S. soybean farmers could lose about $6 billion in annual export income. Meanwhile, Brazil is expecting a new record for soybean exports, driven by a record harvest over 6 billion bushels and stronger Chinese demand. Soybean exports from there could reach 3.9 billion bushels this year. In addition, says Colucci in the 5-minute Farm Doc segment, Brazil has improved its logistics, cutting transportation costs and narrowing the gap with U.S. infrastructure. Now, this is in part because Chinese companies are investing in Brazilian ports, roads, and railways. Combined, she notes, the trade war, the stronger U.S. dollar, and China's development of Brazil's export infrastructure push the price of soybeans at Brazilian ports to their highest level at this time of year since the start of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. April 1st, a day after President Trump's tariff announcement, the premium being paid at Brazilian ports was a dollar over the Chicago benchmark soybean price. Brazil, says the U of I Ag Economist, is benefiting from the trade war, but it won't be the only nation to find traction in the export market.
While Brazil is the larger supplier capable of replacing U.S. soybeans in the Chinese market, other countries could benefit as well, including Argentina and Paraguay, the world's third and fourth larger soybean exporters. The current environment favors higher exports from Argentina due to lower export tax introduced in January and a more stable macroeconomy outlook.
Estimates suggest the current South American soybean harvest could set a new record, surpassing 8.5 billion bushels, or about 55% of total global soybean production. So, as the global trade war escalates, it's reshaping the soybean market in real time, again, thanks Colucci. She plans to continue to monitor these changes and bring more insights to the FarmDoc website presence at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Thanks, Todd. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information. Expect a warm day today in our ag weather forecast with strong southwest winds reaching 25 to 35 miles an hour. Now, widespread showers and thunderstorms, though, are expected to develop later today and into tomorrow as a cold front approaches from the west. Cooler temperatures than are expected for the rest of the week. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Patchy smoke. We'll have highs from 85 to 90. Relative humidities at 36 to 41%. South winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and storms late. Lows 59 to 64. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. Southwest winds at 8 to 13, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms throughout the day. Highs 62 to 67. Relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Northwest winds at 6 to 11, anywhere from 3/4 to 1 inch of precipitation expected. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, high 75 to 80. And for Sunday, partly sunny, with rain likely and highs 75 to 80.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compeer Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compeer a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compeer Financial and Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
Protect your vegetable crops from bugs by giving them something else to munch on. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Trap cropping can be complicated, but once you find the right system, it's very effective as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Probably familiar with companion planting in the garden, where two or more species of plants are in close proximity to each other to provide natural pest control. For example, collards planted around cabbage have been shown to protect the cabbage from the diamondback moth. Annette Wislacki is a commercial vegetable extension specialist at the University of Tennessee. She's working on a research project with 10 states to keep the brown marmorated stink bug away from pepper plants. They've planted hybrid grain sorghum and sunflowers around the peppers as a trap crop, hoping the bugs will prefer those and stay away from the peppers. However, she says for any trap cropping system to work, you first have to know the enemy.
Know the biology of your insect species, because you want to make sure that you're trapping it and you know what you're trapping for, because these plants might be good for one insect and not another insect. So if you know you have one particular problem, trap crops can work pretty well. But if you have multiple pest species, that's when they get a little trickier.
Wislacki says trap crops can be planted around the cash crop or integrated within.